This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kenny Pickett, the favorite to be the starting quarterback, according to Las Vegas, Doran. I got a different take on things. The Browns drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round, which I don't think he's a good prospect. But then Shador kept falling. And if you'll watch the video on ESPN and the NFL Network, when the pick was announced, nobody in that Browns war room looked excited at all to be drafting Shador Sanders. I don't think it's a big leap to think that one of the most meddling ownership groups in all of sport, really, the Haslams, called up their war room or walked up into that war room and said, you're taking Shador Sanders. And if that's the case, then they're going to give him a legitimate chance, at least this year, IMO. And if you're going to do that, you're not going to cut the third round pick. That's a total misallocation of resources. You probably want a veteran there in Joe Flacco, who you're paying not a lot of money, but some money to. I could see Kenny being flipped again for a draft pick. Some quarterback goes down in OTAs, minicamp, or training camp. I could see them flipping Kenny Pickett. They gave up a fifth-round pick to get him. So it's a fifth round to get him. It was a third-rounder on Gabriel, and you got the owner involved in Shador. I don't think Kenny's going to be the starter. I think he's the best of the bunch. I think by maybe a wide margin, Kenny's the best of the bunch. I'm not so sure he's their starter, though. I think he might get traded.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the starter. And I think that Joe Flacco will be the backup, and somebody will be the third string, probably Shador, and then Dylan Gabriel will be on the practice squad. I don't think that they look at Dylan Gabriel or even Shador as a potential option of being the starting quarterback this year.
I'm sure the coaches don't. Not sure it matters. Didn't matter for Deshaun Watson. I'm not sure it matters now. You know what I'm saying? Like, from a football standpoint, yeah, Kenny should be the guy. I mean, you gave up a fifth-round pick for him.
Then why not draft him in the second? Shador. Why draft him in the fifth? If you think that highly of him, of being a quarterback or being the starting quarterback, why not draft him in the second? You had 2 second-round picks.
Maybe you think you are going to draft him in the second if you're the Haslams. And then you don't, and then nobody else does, and then you say, all right, finally, we'll put our hands up.
Why draft him in the third? Why take another quarterback?
Do you think that they picked him?
No. No. I think that video is like, maybe it could have been like 2 seconds or 30 seconds before he got paid. We don't know when that video actually
even
was.
If the video didn't exist, I'd have the same take because of what happened with Deshaun Watson.
You don't think the coaching staff would be excited?
No.
About Shador?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
They're the ones that met with him, and by all accounts, the meetings didn't go well. And we found out a lot more about that, allegedly, after the fact than before the fact. Like, someone texted in earlier on in the show, I think it's a great question. Why did none of this come out beforehand? Why was the media so hot? Because the media didn't know all this. Mm-hmm. Like, the media had reports, but what you heard was that the Steelers, they had a great meeting with Shador Sanders. Some other teams, Giants, had a great meeting with Shador Sanders. It wasn't like universally things went bad until he's falling, and you're wondering why the hell did he fall when he has, at worst, third-round quarterback tape. I hope Kenny's a starting quarterback, and I hope it's Kenny v. Aaron Rodgers week one in Pittsburgh, baby. Like, I want that more than anything else. I just think if the owners wanted Shador and they have the veteran and then they use a third round and wasted really a third round pick on Dylan Gabriel, it's poor asset management unless you trade Kenny Pickett. That's what I think. Now, Vegas disagrees. You disagree. I think Kenny's the best of the bunch, but they don't do anything right over there.
No, they don't. They really don't. But yeah, I think this is going to be like a third quarterback battle between the rookies at the end of the day. And they'll have all four of them on the roster in some form or fashion. One will be on practice squad, one won't. One will go back down to practice squad, one will come up, and they'll just battle it out for the third spot, really.
The best case scenario for Cleveland this year, if I'm running the show, is I love you, Joe. You're our quarterback's coach now.
Like, basically,
you're retiring, you're a quarterback's coach, or you're the fourth, whatever. And if Kenny's the guy to start week one, by week three, if you suck, I'm going with Shador Sanders. If you suck, go with Dylan Gabriel. I mean, because if you're terrible this year, You set yourself up to get a franchise guy next year, but in the interim, you find out about these guys. That's what I would do. I have no clue what the hell they're doing over there.
I don't either.
I wanted to give them credit, Doran.
I know, so did I.
Because they traded back from 2 to 5, they collected picks, and it's like, okay, this is actually the right process move for Cleveland.
But we
said
that.
Two running backs and two quarterbacks.
They're going to mess it up. Remember, I mean, what they did? We said it on the draft show. Oh, they'll probably mess it up at some point in the draft. They're still Cleveland.
Yes,
they did.